Please be seated. Before Mary says yes, she is blessed. This movement in today's gospel captures not only the important role Mary plays in the Christian story, but also reveals a central dynamic of the Christian life, of our lives. First, let's turn to Mary. She's regularly hailed as a model of faith for her acceptance of the role God invites her to play as the mother of Jesus, and for good reason. Throughout Luke's gospel, the willingness to trust the promise of God is the mark of discipleship. And so Elizabeth believes that in her old age, she will nevertheless bear John, who will become the Baptist. And the disciples believe that they will fish for people. And the repentant thief believes that Jesus is innocent and asks his blessing, and so on. Similarly, Mary also believes God's promises. But what is it exactly that Mary believes? Yes, she believes Gabriel's announcement that she will bear Jesus. But before that, she believes that God notices her, that God favors her, and that God has blessed her and has great plans for her. And this, I think, leads us to the central dynamic, not only in the gospel, but also in the Christian life itself. The first, and in some ways the most important thing we are called to believe, is that God similarly notices, favors, and blesses us. Once we believe that, we can do incredible things. Blessing, you see, is a powerful thing, and sadly, a rare thing. We live in a world that seems geared toward rewards and punishments, whether at work or at school or even at home. We've been conditioned to expect that people give us only what we deserve. But blessing operates on a different logic. Blessing is never deserved. Blessing is always a gift. Blessing intrudes into, interrupts, and disrupts our quid pro quo world to announce that someone sees us as worthy and special apart from anything we have done. And perhaps because it is so rare, it is also hard to believe. Certainly this is true of Mary. She's perplexed by the angel's announcement that she is favored by God. What have I done, Mary might have wondered, to merit God's notice and favor? Mary, after all, is an ordinary girl from a small village. While Luke describes Zechariah and Elizabeth, John the Baptist's parents, in glowing terms, they are righteous and live blamelessly. Mary is simply a virgin. She's not described as extraordinarily holy, but could be any ordinary person, like each of us. This, of course, is just what blessing is. Unmerited, undeserved regard and favor. And as the blessing sinks in, Mary is able to open herself to the work of the Holy Spirit, to use her to bless the whole world through her willingness to bear and birth Jesus. Which is why it matters so much that we notice that before Mary says yes, She is blessed. Here's the thing. I think that most of us have a hard time believing that God favors us too. That God even notices us. Not on Sunday. Of course, we all think God is watching us on Sunday to see whether or not we'll get to church. But we wonder if God notices us, let alone favors us, every other day of the week. Work, school, our home life, they can seem like such mundane things, hardly worthy of God's attention. And yet, in this story, we hear about God noticing and blessing someone who, by all accounts, is a nobody in the ancient world. And when this nobody, young girl, believes God's blessing and accepts God's favor, the world begins to turn. When Gabriel announces to Mary that she is to bear a son, there is a choice for her to make. As Barbara Brown Taylor said in her sermon, Mothers of God, Mary has to decide whether she will say yes or no, whether to take hold of the unknown life the angel holds out to her, or whether to defend herself against it however she can. Like Mary, our choices often boil down to yes or no. Yes, I will live this life that is being held out to me, or no, I will not. Yes, I will explore this unexpected turn of events, or no, I will not. And if you do say yes, you can take part in a thrilling and dangerous scheme with no script and no guarantees. You can agree to smuggle God into the world inside your own body. Today's gospel passage is so important, not because it lifts Mary up as the exception, but rather because it identifies her as an example of what can happen when you believe that God notices, favors, and blesses you. You may just change the world. It's hard to believe. You, too, are highly regarded by God. And all of us, actually, are God's favored ones, called and commissioned to hear, believe, and respond to God's blessing wherever we are. You are being blessed by God right now in this very service to be a blessing for the world. And wherever you go this week, whatever you do, whomever you will meet, in each of these circumstances, God is noticing and favoring and blessing you so that you might in turn bless and change the world. Wow. It might take a while for you to believe this. After all, so many of the voices in our lives conspire to make us feel like nobody and nothing. But in time, if we say it again and again, it may just sink in that God has noticed, favors, and blesses us so that we might in turn bless and change the world. Favored ones, the Lord is with you and plans to do great things through you so that you may be a blessing to the world. Let it be according to God's word. Amen.